Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for joining us for another Mommy Monday. Hi there, it's Kristen Cruz, along with my special guest host for the evening, Laura Nickerson. Hi, Laura. Okay, yes, I do actually have Christmas music on. You guys, I do. I can't help it. You know how I am. I have my Michael Bublé station on Pandora, and I start early. Now, you guys know my tree goes up the day after Halloween. Laura Nickerson, please tell me you have some Christmas decorations up in the house, and don't leave me hanging.
No. I am not anywhere close to ready. I'm still eating my feelings through my kids' Halloween candy.
That's good. At least you're not day drinking leftover wine from Thanksgiving. That comes in a few weeks for me.
That's just coming down. That's just down the road.
I'm not ready for
Christmas. I'm not ready. I really am not. I'm too frightened of the Christmas break. I'm sorry, the winter break. Too scared of what might happen.
I hear you. I do. And, you know, and it's true that it's kind of a happy, sad, like, yay, Christmas break. And it's like, whoa, Christmas break. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But I love that you had to say winter break.
Drinking.
Right. But it is winter break. And you know what? The kids are out of school for a minute, and that does bring its own kind of challenges. We've got their schedules to think of, keeping them up on their work, and then if they're going to feel overwhelmed when they get back. It's good that we are talking to Emily Gould tonight, director at Vinci Academy, and talking about these Westfield playdates that we're doing with Mom Angelus, because all of that kind of ties together with what they're doing. And if you didn't know, Laura is co-hosting tonight with me, and you've known Laura Nickerson from TV and radio in Los Angeles for many, many years, and a good friend of mine and a mom blogger as well as me, and you've seen us at events with Mom Angelus and the Mom Fair. So we're going to hang out tonight with Emily and chat with her together. So we're really excited about what they're doing over at Vinci Academy. Emily, are you on the line with us? You are, aren't you?
I'm here.
Hi. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right, so we want to dive right into Vinci Academy. First of all, I'm in the Valley. Laura, you're Calabasas. So I guess you're on the west side, Emily. So we've basically got the whole of L.A. covered. I wish there was one of you guys out here in Valencia, in my neck of the woods, which is also kind of like the edge of the planet, I think. We don't unfortunately have one. And I think for our listeners, we'd love for you to tell us a little bit about what you guys do and why you're so special and why I'm so in love with what you guys have going on over there.
Sure. So we are a preschool opening in Beverly Hills Century Center, right next to Westfield. And our program is available for children for 3 months to 5 years of age. It's a full-day program. And a lot of feedback we're getting from families is the hours is also something that's making us really appealing for working parents. We're Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, which I think really helps the working parent. We can't all get out of our office at 5:30.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for saying that, by the way. Emily, thank you for saying that, because I think a lot of parents out there, you know, they hear these sort of extended hours from preschool, and it's really not. They're really done at 4:30 or 5 o'clock. And you really can't finish a full-time job that way. So that's heaven to my ears when you say that. Please tell us a little bit more.
It is not actually extended care, which is something that is interesting. Our program is a full-day program, so that means academics and fun and play and learning and all of those things are happening in all those hours. So those extra hours that people go like, oh, what is my kid doing? There still is academics happening. It's a blended learning approach, so there's some Montessori involved, there's some Reggio involved, and there's some technology involved, very limited but still involved, to kind of get those kids ready for kinder when it's time to go. So a lot of fun things happening. Breakfast, lunch, 2 snacks also included, organic options, milk, water, really healthy things available for children while they're being exposed to quality education.
Can I go?
Yeah.
Yes, you can come. Come by anytime.
I like the organic
food. I know.
It sounds great.
That's what I was thinking. These kids are eating better than us. I love that. Now, Vinci's got a toddler program that that's what I wish that I could have my kids go and do. You know, pre-K, and we're looking at kindergarten next year for my four-year-old, and so we're right in that sweet spot. But tell us, you know, how do you prepare the kids to go on? Because if we could just stay in the Vinci Bubble Academy forever, we would. But how do you prepare them for what's coming next? Because that's a pretty big transition in a kid's life. If moms and dads listening haven't gone through it yet, it really is a big deal.
Yeah, it's actually terrifying to moms. I mean, I have 14-month-old twins at home, and I already am petrified at the thought of them leaving to go to that big world of kindergarten. And the world of kindergarten is so much now, and I think a little bit of childhood gets lost for children. So what really drew me into Vinci and coming to Vinci was that there was still play involved and learning through that play for children. Because once they get to kinder, there's so much play removed. So our program is really based in play with an academicness weaved in. So children have individual learning goals that are set by their teachers in partnership with their families. And those academic goals are then measured through our tablet that is proprietary to our program. We have over 500 games that go on that tablet. 3 times a week, preschool children can use it for 20 minutes. It's in a structured setting. So if they're with a teacher or with another child, and at the end of those 20 minutes, you know, they clean up, they put it away. But their teacher and family can then see a report that is gauging their academic abilities or their academic goals that were set by the family. And then the teacher will then be able to take those goals and those results and throughout their day in our classrooms really work on things like letter recognition or colors or sorting or whatever the goal is that's set. But we know that children don't do well when we sit them down and say, where's the star? So the tablet really allows them to play and have fun and be engaged and really show what they know without being tested. Otherwise, in regards to getting ready for kinder, a lot of that social stuff comes from being in a program that you feel safe, that you have friends, that you feel like you're able to express yourself. And that's a big part of, I think, preschool is having big emotions and being in a place that you feel like you can express those emotions. And then
it's
just fun.
It's a big transition. It's a big transition into kindergarten.
Transition.
If the kids have a chance to really feel confident in the school environment, then they're going to feel confident going into kinder because it's going 0 to 90 for sure.
Definitely.
You know, I wish
it was going 0 to 90.
Yeah, and Laura has older kids. It would be so great if there was a Vinci Academy for like middle school to high school. Wouldn't it, Laura, or like fifth grade to middle school, like those transitions too? Like, can you help
I would
us?
Like it in every grade.
I know. It's really wonderful.
In China and in Canada, those Vinci's are expanding into older age groups. So the curriculum is there, and there is an opportunity for it to come here to the States. We just started with the little guys first.
Wow, that is so great.
Well, that's
great. You want to... It really is. It's the right place to start. It's where we first, it's our foyer as parents into this whole long path we're going to be on with our kids and their schooling and their education. VinciAcademy.com is where you want to go to find out more. And you can always get it through the MomAngelus.com website, of course. They've also always got deals and updates on everything that's going on with their preferred partners like Vinci Academy, and that is who they're doing Westfield play dates with. So we're really excited about those that we have going on. They've been a wonderful way to connect with your kids and do some educational, interactive, fun play like you were talking about at Westfield. And what mom doesn't want to go hang at the mall to go do her, you know, kid play date? So come on, it's perfect. But I know that you have EduNanny happening too. And it's kind of something new to me. I didn't know much about it when we first started talking about this. So can you fill us in on the nanny program that's going on? Because I didn't know there was nanny training.
Sure, yeah. So when I came on board at Vinci, there was not an infant program yet established. And I was about to be a mom of 2 brand new babies and thought, I really want my babies to be exposed to this sort of material and opportunities to learn, and how can we do that? And so we started to build a program for infants and then trained our people, so there are employees, so moms and dads don't have to worry about, you know, how much do we owe you at the end of the day, or what happens if they're sick, or what are they doing with my baby all day long. We train them in our philosophy, so educational opportunities, art, music, sensory experiences, gross motor. They come to families' homes with a developmental milestone checklist that they work on each month with that child, with activities guided towards those milestones built by us that are complementary to the preschool, so that when your child does transition from your in-home opportunity where they're safe and napping in their own crib and have their loveys and all of those things, but then when they can come to preschool, they've seen those materials, they've used them before, they know how to use them appropriately, so that transition from home to school also isn't as traumatic, just like we're talking about that big transition from preschool to kinder. Going from home to school is also very traumatic. So our EduNanny program really gives those infants the opportunity to be exposed, but in the safety and the comfort of their own home, and gives parents the no hassle of just getting up, getting themselves ready, getting out the door, and knowing that they have someone who's reliable, certified, trained,
I love this.
Home with their baby.
I love this so much because, as you know, when you try to get a babysitter in your home or some a nanny, whatever it is, it's very hard to find someone, A, that's not looking at their phone the entire time, B, you know, that's older than 21, and C, that actually has some kind of educational plan, an activity plan for your kid. That makes it's a whole different ball game than just having someone make sure your child doesn't perish in their presence. That's really, really smart. Wow, where were you when my kids were that age?
I as a parent was terrified to hire someone, and where do you find them, and how do you know that they're reliable? And so we do their background check, we do all their training, we send you a backup if they're sick. So there's a lot of safety within the program, but you also know you're getting someone who genuinely wants to be with your child. There's nothing worse as a parent than thinking, like, are they watching me, baby, or are they watching their phone?
Exactly. For sure.
You know, we're talking to Emily Gould, director at Vinci Academy, and Westfield has partnered with Mom Angelus and Vinci to have these wonderful play dates all year long, not just summer and not just through the holidays. So the next one is coming up. If you want to join us, we had one last month, which I got to go and read Drew Daywalt's best-selling book, The Day the Crayons Quit, which is such a fun book for kids. Oh. In fact, my son Cruz was there with me because, you know, bring your kids, come on, you know. And even though it was like quote unquote work, I brought my son. And then funny enough, the next week in his preschool daycare, they read the book, and he already knew it because mommy had read it at the Westfield play date. So it was so fun to see that come full circle. So it's really exciting. The next one is November 12th, and that's Storytime and Crafts with Books and Cookies and Jackie's Cookie Connection, who makes the best cookies on the planet. So good.
Yeah.
So bring the kids November 12th. And if you know Century City Mall, Westfield, then you know where the Giggles and Hugs is if you're a parent. And we are right in front of that and right in front of the Subway. And Subway threw down some good sandwiches last time, too. So they fed everybody. And it's really a wonderful way to connect in person. And if you want to find out any more about Vinci, you can go to VinciAcademy.com. Laura, what do we think? Have we efficiently gotten everything out of Emily that we needed to find out from her tonight?
I think we have. I discovered that I wish she was around when my kids were little, and that I would like to now sign up for the preschool, so I'll be there on Monday.
Great. I'll be there too.
Laura would like to opt for the organic food menu, please. She likes the organic
food. And I really like it. What I really want more than anything is the nap. Do I get the nap if I go?
Sure. Just bring your own blanket and your own lovey. Other than that, I have everything.
I love it. Emily
Gould. Such an incredible program.
It really
does.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing your expertise. And by the way, congratulations on having twins. Bless your heart. And
we
wish you all the best. I don't know how you're juggling all of this, helping all of our kids and being such a great mom, but you're just wonderful, and we really appreciate you taking the time tonight to join us and talk to us a little bit on the Mommy Monday show, Laura and I. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Of course, and get some holiday decorations up there, people. I wanna see some Christmas. Hanukkah's 3 weeks away. We don't have a lot of time here. Okay, people?
She's very bossy, you know, about the decorations.
really into it. I got my red Starbucks cup. I got a tree up, actually. I'm almost embarrassed to say, but I do have a tree up. All right, so Emily, go get some eggnog. I will see you soon at another Westfield play date. And don't forget, Laura and I will be back next Monday night for another Mommy Monday show exclusive to MomAngelus.com. You can also listen to any of the shows on iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, and live on Blog Talk Radio always, where you two can call in also and find out if you go to blogtalkradio.com what we're talking about and weigh in on any of these topics. So, Laura, I will see you back here next Monday night at 9 o'clock, right?
I can't wait.
I think that was that a yes? Yes, it was. And you better have some antlers on. Heck yeah.
I have an assignment. Clearly, I have an assignment for next Monday. I will be decored.
Thank you very much. So we will see you next Monday for another Mommy Monday podcast. Let's go rock this week.
Bye-bye.